I'm saying is that some of the casting is weird. Like, the show in general, it's great. I love it. I love the whole, like, Lost meets Lord of the Flies thing. The writing is fun. I like most of the characters. That's kind of a feat in and of itself. But there is just no way that some of those characters grew into their adult cast. They just didn't. And it's extra weird because most of the casting is fantastic. If half of the older actors showed me, like, the people who were cast as their teenage counterparts, I'd go, oh, is that you in the 90s? Or at the very least, is that your kid? But then you have, like, two or three that I'm not buying. You would have to rent out a wizard. And I don't know their rates, but you would... No. Are you sure? Is my unsolicited critique not sirening you off into dreamland? That's crazy. But you know why? You know why it is? It's because I'm making such good points. Oh, the baby. I have so much more to complain about. And no, it's not. It's not all casting. I promise you, it's not all casting choices. Some of it is plot related. Yes. Okay. Well, let's switch it up a little bit. So in Barbie and the Three Musketeers, first of all, are they the only maids in the entire castle? Fine. No, yeah, that's fine. It's fine. It's just fine. I can be respectful. I can be kind, but only because you have an early start tomorrow. Otherwise, I would unleash my opinions upon you in an unyielding torrent. You know that I would. You'd be begging for Apollo to strike you down. Oh, wait, by the way, did you know? I just found this out. Did you know that the biggest waterfall in the world is under the sea? Like, it's playing by SpongeBob rules. Yeah, it's in, it's in Denmark Strait, I think, yes. And it's called, I'm not sure. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. Tall Stewart. And Tall Stewart came into creation. This is so cool. So the legend goes that there was this moon goddess, right? She was beautiful. Everyone wanted to be her. Everyone wanted to do her. Her name was Usagi. And she decided that in many generations' time, she wanted to watch a show about a sponge with some rather ridiculous pants. No, I read it. I did. I read it. It's just, Wikipedia can only capture my interest for so long. It's just, it's too formal. I know it's, I either need an engaging, like, documentary, or I need someone to give it to me in layman's terms. Preferably with colorful illustrations, or it just doesn't stick. Oh. Okay, buddy boy, look. I graduated. All right. I may have cheated on a final or two. Yeah, just two. And I have my diploma. It is in my parents' basement somewhere. Why don't you shine that introspective light upon your fucking taste in women? Do you want to go there? Good, I don't want you to, but you know what? Just tell me I'm pretty. And we'll just forget about your whole indiscretion and won't be mentioned again. And you can just go back to harping on about my education and... Oh. Little me? Oh my goodness, thank you. You could have seen that coming. No one, it was completely organic. Thank you, sugar. No, this is just, well, for the sake of honesty, I guess I'm just, it's got me thinking now. Is that all that you care about? I'm just considering your complaints, you know. I can't help but assume.
Okay. Okay, no. Oh my God.
Yes. You can go to sleep. God fucking damn it. You know, I always aspired to be with a romantic man. So I guess that's one more dream, Dad. But, well, if you want to show me that you care, then can I get another goodnight kiss? Just one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Yeah, no, turn it around on me. That makes sense. That's fair. Since somebody can't control themselves, I guess it is my fault. Let's go with that. It's just kissing. Mm-hmm. Well, then, okay, watch. What is this then? Entirely chase.
Oh my God. I am not gaslighting you. Are you crazy? Okay.
I said okay. I don't know.
Okay, oh, but you know what? You do make solid points. Schedules are schedules, and I, you know, can't argue with that. So,
fine. You know, fine. Here I go.
Just, are you looking?
Here I am. Settling down. Calm. And ever so quiet. My very aura filling the room with a comforting
Oh, but wait. Oh, my, no. Wait, one more thing.
No, one more thing. What? Just what?
It came up. It sprang up out of nowhere. And I just, before I forget, just so quick and simple and easy. And then we can both go off to dreamland and it'll be so nice and sleepy and cozy. And I promise that I will wait until we meet at the crossroads of Snoozetown and I will continue to annoy you there. But until we make that particular, I have a thing to say.
Please.
Let me get my energy out. I just have a little bit more. Okay. Okay. I promise I'm gonna be so fucking fast about it.
To what extent did Elsa and Anna interact during her agoraphobia? No,
baby, just go so fucking quick. Because, look, they make it seem like she stayed in her room 24/7 up until her coronation. And that doesn't... And Anna was even described as socially awkward due to having so little human contact growing up. Wait, that doesn't make any sense to me, because she could have easily gone into town. Oh, okay, so they originally I found this out the other day. They originally storyboarded a scene where she gets into a mess involving a pig in the town center to establish her quirks, but they chucked it because it showed too much of a relationship relationship between the sisters. So obviously it's like taking a carriage from the castle to the bakery wasn't the issue. It was that Elsa and Anna existed in the same room for too long. And I know I'm not one to talk. I know. But leave your house, bitch. Just, or at least develop a relationship with your staff. Your best friends are portraits. I don't believe for a second with that big fucking mouth that you would draw the line at speaking with the help. Who's going to tell you no? Your parents? Where's your lady's maid? Invite her to tea or rackfisk or whatever you eat in Norway. Also, open the damn windows? It is your house. Why do you need to wait for a party? I just don't understand. Were you never socialized among the higher Norwegian society? Baby, they're not, you know, she's not even like realistically awkward, which is fine, but she's like star girl awkward, which is never palatable. But well, I guess maybe only because I know that her character was designed to exist in her authenticity and not just trying to act quirky for manic pixie dream girl points, but I hate it. I fucking hate it. It doesn't make me like her anymore. Also, well, just the, one more thing. Just, and you know it, and I know it, and it's just the very fact that Hans being evil was a waste of everyone's goddamn time. Because what a shitty sleeper villain. Which, by the way, it's the twist was ruined the second you showed the premiere, and I know that's how it generally works, but was it worth it? I don't think it was. I found him to be, and I know I've said this, but I found him to be the most enjoyable character, and then you just make him an asshole. Why? To what? To make people gasp? To show that it's crazy to enter a relationship that quick? I mean, I agree. But what a dumb way to do it. It's just, Disney insults me on so many levels these days, and I bless you with my opinions on it on a fairly regular basis, and you bless me by not putting me in the ground. But I just really, really want to get this out for like the 100th time, but I just fucking, no, one more. I'll make you breakfast in bed. I'll set my alarm. I'll keep it under my pillow so it doesn't wake you up. Okay. It's just a sentence. Maybe two. Okay. Olaf. Yes, Olaf is a hemorrhoid that no quantity or quality of cream can improve. He appeared when your law firm made a younger employee partner, and he will be there until you're oozing out on a mortician stainless steel table. There we go, and I'm done. I am, I'm done. What do you want for breakfast? I think we have cereal. I'll make it special. I'll give you one of the fancy spoons that we only take out for special events. And then I'll make you a good normal one this weekend. It'll happen, I promise. I do keep my word. God, you know. Okay. Speaking of spoons, 5 minutes, it'll help me drift off to sleep. But you're so good at it. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
didn't anyone starve to death in M. Night's hole? Right, sorry. Sorry. Can you put it in? No, just until I fall asleep. It's comforting. I am. I'm trying, but I'm not there yet. I had coffee later than I normally would. No, I did. I asked for decaf. I don't think they gave it to me. Please. Not for long. I promise. I do, I actually promise. And you like cock warming too. Let me help you get to sleep. No, it won't rile me up. No, it won't. Or okay, if it does, then I'll keep it to myself, okay? I will. I swear. I'm not gonna keep you. No, don't worry, I can get it ready. You can relax. Just let me, Ugh. My palm tastes like hand cream. Like a whole different guy. Little Jekyll and Hyde thing going on. Oh my god, the live action Monster High movie is an absolute train wreck. Okay. Oh. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Hold on. There's not really enough lube, huh? That's okay. I made more. That's all I'm having it inside. That's all I really. Anyway, I told you I'll keep the horny to a minimum. enjoy it too much. This isn't for you to come. It's definitely not to mess up the sheets. I'm just gonna have a cozy, sleepy night. No funny business. Just some perfectly chaste PIV. I love the feeling of your head rubbing between my lips. That's fine. Yeah, I guess you're hard enough. I'm sure we'll manage. Spoil sport. No, I'm kidding. I will. As soon as I fall asleep, you can pull out, okay? If you don't fall asleep first. Ready? Okay. Put it in. Filling me up, baby. I feel so nice. Perfect. I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm just getting comfortable. See? There, I'm settled. I'm sorry, I thought you fell asleep. I always do kegels in bed. You're welcome. I just don't usually do them around you. I'm sorry, look, I'm almost done. Just 10 to 15 more. Okay, oh, just 10. It's a nightly ritual. Just relax. Okay, I'll keep it subtle. I'll count them out, okay, so you know I'm not slipping any extra in there. Ten. Yeah. Baby? What are you doing? Oh, do you need to adjust? Should I move? What is that? Go to sleep. What? Why'd you scoff?
No, don't pull out.
I'm sorry. I won't tease anymore. I promise. Yeah, I admit it. But it is comfortable. I really do feel like I can fall asleep like this. Lay back down. Wait, honey. I don't want to bother you, so you don't have to do anything. Can I come? Please? Just to make me sleepier. I'll do it myself. Can you, but can you just stay inside? I won't even move my hips. I just want to feel full. I won't moan. I promise. I'll be really, really quiet. Can I try? And then you can see whether or not it's okay. Please. Thank you. Okay. I'm just gonna rub my clit, and you can stop me if it's too much. I'm trying to be gentle. I want to annoy you if I go faster. No, if you want to, your fingers are better anyway. Right there. Sorry, I didn't mean to get so wet. Can I move my hips? And make it go faster. I'll do all the work, please.
Thank you for the help. Tickles when you kiss behind my ear like that. Okay. I told you I would do it. Thank you. You can't squeeze my tits with your other hand, can you? I'll do it then. Sorry. It always gets me brushing my nipples like that. Sorry for clenching. Oh no, faster again, please. Faster. Wait. Can I get on top? I'll be at a better angle. I'll be the one moving. You can just lie here. I'll sleep while I ride you. Okay. I just need a little bit more, and I'll be so gentle. You can even fall asleep if you want. Don't stay up just because of me. You never know. Oh, I miss it already. Okay. Roll over. Too heavy. Are you relaxing? Oh, God. I love how deep I can take you in this position. No one can help it. I just love being completely flush with you. Thank you.
I wish there was a way to feel you outside and inside simultaneously. Rub my clit against the head while you're stuffing me. I guess that's what lucid dreaming is for. If you fall asleep right now, will you dream I'm fucking you? It's so hot. Seeing me bounce on your cock even in your subconscious. Will I look like myself? Or will I have some additional features? Maybe I am. And your dreamscape is the only place you can see my true form. Even if I was a sex demon, I'm sticking with you. I'm keeping it monogamous. God, you feel. No, keep being lazy. I can do it. Sorry. I'm being too loud. No, it's okay. I kind of want you to fall asleep. I was able to hear what kind of sounds you'll make. You know, without any pesky consciousness holding you back. Sorry. Was that thrust too much? Was that like a cease and desist? If you grip my hips a little tighter, I can go faster. It'll keep me in place. I can use a hand to touch myself. No, that's my job. You're doing enough. It's so swollen. Baby. Fuck. It sucks you can't see my tits in the dark. They're really bouncing. I'm close.
You can take your break. Let me just... there we go. All done. I'm sorry it took so long. I tried to be quiet on that last bit. Yeah. Not really at the spot, though. Thank you, babe. Did you want to? Sorry. I was just trying to hurry it up so that you could sleep. Sorry. Yeah. Well, next time we'll make it a win for the whole team. Okay. I mean, I guess you did win tonight, too, because now you... finally get to fall asleep. Whoa! Oh, honey, I thought you were too tired. Where did you get the energy to manhandle me on the floor? I already got what I wanted. Just mount me like some fucking animal.
I'll do that again too with you.
Well, somebody missed the towel. Enough. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're so surprised, aren't you? How you could never have known. Don't flop back just yet. Well, it's just normally, you know, I might be inclined to lick it off the sheets, but I already brushed my teeth. So, come on, get up. Time to strip the bed. Now, don't grumble. You're the one with bad aim. No. It's on my side of the bed. Come on. I'm not stripping half of the... Look, you know what? It's not just going to magically disappear because we want a good... Ooh, real quick, while we do it, I just have to rant so fast about Hogwarts. Like...